Today we continue our look at the history of the graduate program in ecology at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, as it celebrates its 18th year. Today we talk with Dr. James Tanner, first director of the program. Tanner says that because of the age in which the program was developed, some students who came to the university had some strange ideas concerning what the program would address.
One man thought it was a program to encourage picking up litter. Another man thought it was a program to organize demonstrations against the establishment. That's the kind of thing that was going on so much then.
Stanley did add that some of the environmental concerns of the time did have a positive impact on governments and the population's view of ecology.
At the same time, the National Environmental Policy Act and the Environmental Protection Agency were both started. And we had quite a bit of effort given to thinking what ecologists should do in these programs. Courses were taught on the basis of what ecologists might do or should do in connection with the National Environmental Policy Act, impact statements, and so forth. That was one of the things which was very important at the time we started the program.
Tanner says that he feels that the interdisciplinary program that developed benefits both students and teachers at the university.
A faculty member who was not in a strictly ecological program, but who had an interest in ecology, like they say some of the plant and soil science people, could have some very good graduate students work with them. So it benefited. They got the good graduate students as well as the graduate students getting good supervision.
Tanner explains that the program was not only interdisciplinary, but interorganizational as well.
The biggest cooperation has been with the Oak Ridge National Laboratory and the Division of Environmental Sciences, as it's called now. Several of our graduate students, I don't know what percentage or how many, actually did their research work at Oak Ridge, using the facilities over there and getting supervision from the ecologists over there. And that's been the biggest interorganizational thing which has come out of the graduate program in ecology.
I asked Dr. Tanner about the benefits of interorganizational cooperation in the ecology program.
It saves the university money, and the students' research work is supported by Oak Ridge in a case like that. And, of course, there's always the fertilization of ideas when people with different backgrounds and different organizations get together to work on a common project or to work with a particular student.
Of all the efforts that have come out of the Graduate School of Ecology, Tanner says he feels the biggest contribution to the field of knowledge has been from the individual contributions of the students who have participated.
I really think that more important than any particular one is the point that a great number of good dissertations and theses came out of the program. And like any aspect of science, the building of science is built brick at a time. And these theses and dissertations, you might call them, as bricks which added to the building.
Dr. James Tanner, first director of the Graduate School of Ecology at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. I'm Pam Doyle. Today we continue our look at the history of the graduate program in ecology at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, as it celebrates its 18th year. Today we talk with Dr. James Tanner, first director of the program. Tanner says that because of the age in which the program was developed, some students